Well, I want to touch very lightly on life at Avenger Field. Now, one thing about Avenger Field, when I got there, I learned two things. I learned how to sing, I learned how to fly, and I formed lifelong friendships. And after we were deactivated and formed into a unit, I got to know the other class members, and it's been the greatest experience of my life. But you don't want to hear about that. Let's talk about Sweetwater. If you're interested like me, payday is always an interesting day. We got $150 a month while we were at Sweetwater. I forget whether we were paid twice a month or once a month. All I remember, I went down, got the $150, went down to the table. I paid for board, laundry, and whatever else. If I had $5 at the end to last me till the next month, I was doing pretty good. When we were in cross country, we were required to make a 500-mile trip in a steerman. And on the particular trip that I was on, they decided they weren't going to let us wear these zoot suits, these GI coveralls, that were came in three sizes, by the way, big, and way too big. They gave us the San Diego blue slacks, the light shirts, the little caps that you see us wearing, no, absolutely no insignia. Anybody asked you who you are, you're a baseball team. After all, there's a war going on. We ended up in Oklahoma, and this Army major was in charge of us. And I think he was a little intimidated or a little embarrassed, and he says, all right, you girls, stay together. We're going into the hotel here. So we did. You know, we're just kids. Some are 18, 19, 26. We're still kids. We jostled together. The word went through the lobby. They're German prisoners of war. The Germans are using women in combat, and these people are on their way to the camp, the prison camp. Word finally got around that we were not German prisoners, and next morning, this elderly gentleman, he was at least 40, came up to us, and he says it was great that we were a baseball team, but he just felt, didn't we know there was a war on? We're enjoying ourselves, and our boys are out there fighting. We had, on one of the cross country, I have a classmate, Trix Nelson. Will you stand, Trix? Trix didn't get a chance to get up here, but I want to tell you something about Trix. She's a damn good pilot. She was on a cross country in the steerman, not the one that I was on. Came in for a landing, I think it was a dusty field, she said. And all of a sudden, she said, after she touched down, there was a shake, rattle, and roll in the aircraft. Another aircraft had landed right on top of her. I think the prop got into your suitcase from right. Just chewed her butt off. We had a lot of incidents like that. We called them incidents. It didn't let us deter us. I remember I was cleared for a cross country on an AT-6. I took off at Sweetwater. The cowling came off. It peeled off, went by me, missed the tail, thankfully. Turned on downwind, called the tower, and I said, I forget what the ID was, probably 222 Divine or something like that. I said, I'm on downwind, request permission to land, and they said, you're in cross country, what are you doing on downwind? And I said, well, I have a bit of a problem, I lost the cowling. In the meantime, the skin was peeling off. And they said, well, okay. So I turned on base, and as I turned on base, I heard all this chatter, and I said, I called the tower, and I said, you appear to have an emergency on the field, you want me to go around? They said, you are the emergency, bring it in. So I remember coming down, I'm trying to slow down in this AT-6, I'm a little excited, the adrenaline is flowing, and I'm praying, dear Lord, let it be a good landing. I look out to one side, the fire truck is chasing me down, the other side is the ambulance, and I understand the base commander was right behind me. Yeah, that was fun. That was fun stuff. When the graduates graduated from Sweetwater in the first seven classes, as you know, the Army didn't allocate money for Silver Wings. So Jackie Cochran had regular pilot's wings modified, put the class number on it, a wear scroll and a shield, and presented them as personal gifts. I believe the remark was passed when it first came up that there was no money for wings, and some yo-yo said, oh, they're only girls, let them have cardboard wings. I think we hung him in effigy. To close out, I didn't mark my time, I'm sorry. But anyway, I want to just hit lightly on the fact on how well the Army took care of us, and I really appreciated it, because we were evacuated on December the 20th. I was in California. The word came down that the base commander should provide aircraft, get the wasp as close as home as possible. And I thought, well, that's not too bad. The base I was on, they assigned a BT-13. There was two of us, one going to Philadelphia, one to Pittsburgh. Fine deal, two second lieutenants. I didn't have any money. Well, after I cleared the base, I had a quarter. And I thought, well, that's no problem. The Army will take care of us. After all, it's only 5 days to Christmas. They'll be generous. So a classmate said, well, I owe you $10, so here's $10. So I left California with $10.25. We got as far as Las Vegas, first stop. And for some mysterious reason, most of these BTs just had to be grounded. And the two lieutenants said, see you later. I lived in ops. I slept in ops. I ate donuts till they were coming out of my ears. I took the 25 cents, changed it into nickels, and I spent my time putting it in. Mom, I'm in Las Vegas. Can you send me $50? Mom, I'm somewhere else, you know, I forget where. Can you send me $50? She says, I sent you $50. I said, well, I didn't get it. My mother spent over $300 Christmas Eve. I didn't get any money, and I'm in Akron. So I said, well, I called my mother, my last nickel, the $10 was long gone. And she says, I can't help you. And I says, we have an aunt here. We don't talk to her. But do you think she, for the sake of the war, do you think she'll, so she put me on a bus. Anyway, that's my story. It was nice talking to you. And good luck and happy flying.